Okay, interview with Callum McIntyre. Well, Callum, congratulations. That's a playoff spot secured.
Yeah. Look, it's a massive achievement and I feel really, really weird about it, genuinely. So, sorry, like, you put everything into it all the time. It's not, you don't turn up on a match day and roll a team out. That is sort of like 12 months worth of work. I remember Easter Monday coming off at home after the Alfreton game. Right, the Brackley game, we got beat. We confirmed it, didn't we? That pointless Darlington game at the end of the season. That was a new experience. You know, as like a really young manager, a couple of seasons in senior football, you can almost take for granted like having something to play for right at the end. And that was a feeling that when you're passionate about what you do and you're passionate about the football club you work for, that hurts you, trust me, and it hurts. And we reflected and we've worked so hard, you know. Like the group of players, I just said to them there, I think they've been unbelievable. Like we've got 81 points. Got 81 points with two games to spare. If we win on Monday, we'll have equaled what we did 2 years ago. Got 10 away wins. 10, like, it sounds like nothing. Look how hard that is to do. And they've been unbelievable. And we were saying it's the first time that we've sort of been able to say, yeah, we've done something. Not we might do, we've had a good run or this. Like it's worth something that we're going to have the chance to play for promotion. And do you know what? The supporters deserve it. I thought that was some following. That's just ridiculous, isn't it? And they've done it time and time and time again. And I wear that, honestly. I wear that, not like pressure, but expectation and what it means to that sort of supporter base. And you want to deliver for them, and the players are the same. And to have rewarded for those 1,000+, again, like how many times is that? These ridiculous numbers have travelled. And then and Woodsy's popped up and guaranteed us that place. So, like, it's been tough, honestly. Like, on a personal level, it's been tough. Been a tough 12 months and we're in. That's worth what it's worth. You have to move on quick, but we're in and we'll have the chance to play for promotion. That's the target to start the season. Could it have been more like, yeah, maybe we to chase teams at the top, we give ourselves too much to do the first half of the season. We've put a ridiculous points tally on in the second 23 games of the season, but we're in. Like, we're in the playoffs and we're going to give it everything now. We're going to try and secure that home game and see where that takes us, and we've got those playoff games to look forward to. And I mean it, like, look forward to them, really, really look forward to them.
There's never going to be a footballing day for the purists, I think, with the wind and the weather, so you had to play the conditions a bit today, didn't you?
Yeah, we need to talk about the game, don't we? Sorry. Yeah, it wasn't great, was it? I think it's different if we score. Kurt has the chance early doors and hits the bar, and if that goes in, because I thought the game changed once we went 1-0 up. Tough wind, I don't, like, you might not realise, but when you're in the thick of it in the middle, I might not realise till like right after the game, and the ball, a bit of a bouncing, you know, bit of chaos in the middle of the pitch. We felt we could come in, try and control possession, but needed to make sure we had an attacking picture. Fear with Southport, recent games, if you make the back line drop early, can you get spaces between the defence and midfield? And we wanted balls coming to box, and I just thought the moment for the goal was brilliant, just for perseverance. And is that not what the group have been all season? Because like highs and lows and like bits in between of, again, it's been games over like quality. I think today might be one, maybe for good reason when you talk about the conditions, but need to find that moment of quality. And I just think it's brilliant that it was Connor Woods. I think it was brilliant. It was, you know, it's tough. It's been tough for him. And that's 3-3. Some massive goals, some match-winning goals, some points-winning goals. And yeah, and it did the game start to dig in, dig in, dig in. That's what we've had to do. Like I say, 12 months of, and I mean 12 months from this time last year, dig in, dig in. And the players are brought to the club, and they've given a football club the chance to play for promotion. And I'm just buzzing for them. Buzzing for you to all cover the club and the supporters. It is something to look forward to that, like I say, last year having nothing to look forward to. If you care about what you do, it stings.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the finish, because it was a great header, wasn't it? Because obviously the ball zipped off the pitch, it was on the rise, and he's controlled it and headed it back across.
How much might the goal be worth? Yeah, he's taken it really well. He's done great. And I hope at some point we, like, really respectfully, we can talk about something else. I hope he does really well for the club over the couple of years. I think it's a really good acquisition. And I think it's amazing what a goal can do for a player, and a bit of confidence around his goal return. And it's a massive goal, because I thought there was some good stuff. I thought we created two chances in the first half. If we score either of them, it is a different game. It is, because I thought you saw the game swung as soon as we scored. But we've kept going when it looked like it was the game starting to fizzle out a bit, and you feel like you've not got that control. But that's this group. Honestly, I get to see it day in, day out, the Tuesday, the Thursday, relentlessly for what they're like and their personality. And they show that, I think, performances. And last week, to come from behind, this week, to come here. Away games at this level are tough. You'll see that historically, not just for us, for all the clubs. And I just thought that the way to win today reflects what we've been like this season, because it's everything, and you just give it everything. It's all you can do. Players, the manager, the whole club, and like I say, we've got that chance. Those group of players that I'm so proud of, so proud. We've got a chance to play for promotion, and once we enjoy that feeling and come down from it, and he'll have to come down from it quick because it's Easter weekend. We got a chance to secure a home game. As you know, what I've been obsessed with through all the ups, downs, and this year it's been relentless. It's been really relentless by the manager and his club. But to have a home game be massive, and I want us to change that around. Let's go and win one of them games. You know, them big games, they're all big, and I can be defensive and find loads of big games where I'd say that was a big game and we've won today was a big game. But you know, a knockout game at home at the Diva in front of a big crowd, let's spin it round. Let's believe we're going to go and win the game. That starts on the pitch, comes from me, comes from the fans. That ability, if we could go and get a home game, and that I've been obsessed with that. How many times I've spoke to you all about it, absolutely obsessed, and we are now a win away from doing that. So you enjoy this, you hit today's target and then the next one. But it's a tough old league, you know. It's a tough old league, and what these players have done, I'm unbelievably proud of them.
You did it today without your top scorer. Is that something to be concerned about?
No, no, it's not. You're at that time of the year. I think Tom Pearce has been unbelievable, and I've been at this club a long time, a long, long time, in a whole multitude of roles. Had some good centre forwards. Kurt's one of them. Kurt been unbelievable for us. Kwasi Asante been unbelievable for us. Ross Anna, Pearce is up there with them for his contribution this season. I'll tell you now. Is that 21 in all comps? That's ridiculous. 20 goal a season striker. Lids of them growing on trees outside the Diva. And what he does, and you saw him come on and he gives people a lift. It's not about who comes off. He comes on, and the players have so much respect for him, for what he's sort of contributed this season. But we just felt he's played so many games of football. He felt just a bit sore during the week. I'm not surprised. If he was a racehorse, he's ran in every single race from class 4 to class 6 on the all weather, on the turf, the lot. And he just needed for us to have him right for when we really might need him, just want to look after him. So we always planned that we'd give him 25 to 30 minutes. So he's like I say, one of a whole multitude of outstanding individuals that it isn't anything to worry about. We've got a good group. And when you talk about momentum going into the playoffs, the first bit is you need to go and get the home game. I think that can be massive. I think the ability to play at home, and I don't know, maybe chase some of those down. Let's see for that top three spot. I haven't really looked at results apart from what was confirmed with us. But at the same time, you talk about momentum and going into the playoffs in momentum. Our momentum since January. Look at the points return. And on the one hand, you can look at it and go, if we've done that since the start, the day off. Right, they're here now. We'll go into it knowing what we've shown since after the home game against Southport is that we can mix it and be better than anyone if we're right and we're at it. And we're going to go in full of belief. I get it. I get what it means to every single person. The players are the same. Honestly, we're all in it. We're all in it and want the same thing. And let's, like I said, let's get ready to play for promotion. But we need to do our bit on Monday first to try and get a home game.
I was going to say, next up, Marine on Monday. Quick turnaround.
Yeah, it is. It's the Easter weekend, it is. I remember saying at the start of the season it was going to be important, and hope a big crowd on. First we've got a game there. If we win, we know we've got a home game. That's massive. That is absolutely massive. And you can start to plan. What I hope is that you can look at, right, this is what it could look like, and you start able to plan that playoff schedule, and it's the chance to do that at home in front of our crowd. In the same way, I hope there's a real crowd on, a respect what the players have done this year, because we'll be looking after the game to show our appreciation for the supporters. And it's really important for me as well that Neil Young gets the reception that I think he deserves. Obviously, he's a little move upstairs. That he's been a big part of the club's history. I think it'll be his last away game, Trolling Marine. So give him a good booing. And that'll make sure he gets the reception that I know our supporters will give him, and that he'll certainly get from us. But the focus after, we're going to enjoy this evening, and then the focus on Monday is, yeah, go and get that home game and give us the opportunity to turn it around. It's delivering one of them big games at the Diva, but we have to go and earn that first. So yeah, quick turnaround, and the work for that will start certainly in the morning.
Well done today.
Thank you.
All right, don't we?